Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty-gritty, it's the flex, and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
This is not good news. The text line just said, what's up with the station? It's all static.
What?
Hello, is anybody out there? Hello.
Hello? Hello? I don't hear static. Hello.
It's like Dana's house. Echo!
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
30 seconds in.
Man.
You know, I thought we were saving the Dana's house isn't selling
We've got a story in the story.
Until there's, the 5 o'clock hour, I thought we had sort of an unspoken agreement.
No,
there are some dedicated stories in the stack just for you, Dana.
Right. I'm thrilled to hear it.
Take that call and see if they can hear us over the air or if we got a problem.
Or just text us on the text line. Scott will look at that. And if you hear Dana complaining, it's perfectly normal for a Tuesday. And if you hear static, we probably need to call an engineer.
Okay, we've just come back on the air. We are back.
We're back!
Ellen Shank just texted, said you went off for a couple...
Hi, sweet Ellen. Yeah. We ought to have her call in and describe the noise she heard. I miss that beautiful voice.
Best female anchor I've ever heard in my life.
We did just have a caller who is calling again, who said that we were out for a couple of minutes, but we are back.
And now we just went back off.
No, we did not. We're in, we're out. We're like the Ross Perot of television radio programs.
The do-si-do of radio frequencies.
I'm out. Larry, wow. I'm in.
This is what happens on the first day.
Now we're back. I feel like I'm calling a game over here.
Here's my question. Is there a squirrel up on the tower? I don't even know where the tower would be, but if there was a tower, and I assume
it's,
there is.
It's right over there.
Oh, it's this one. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know how sometimes, like when I was at Channel 5, our tower was at 31st and Grand.
Which I never understood.
I didn't either.
Well, but did you guys have a giant tower right outside of your building?
No.
When we were in Westwood, there were two of them, and they were in the backyard of our building.
Hmm.
And that's why, even though we were first, the homeowners wanted us gone.
Ooh.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we were a radio station stuck in the middle of a really, really nice neighborhood.
Yeah.
They turned our old building, they tore it to the ground. It's now a school.
All right.
Every three texts, we're on the air and we're off the air.
Okay.
Nobody knows.
We're good on the app. They heard music and then us. And
they get like every fifth word, which, you know.
That's all you need.
It's really all you need if Scott's talking.
It's difficult to start up a radio station, you know? First day troubles.
I'm going to text Ken Wolf and find out what in the name of Sam Hill is going on around here.
We need to get to the bottom of this. Speaking of schools, there's a story in the stack that Scott just told me about, and we will be getting to that, but I think it's more 3 o'clock than 2 o'clock because we want people to hear the story. They have put a dollar amount, an actual cost, to the crank threat that came into one local school district. Like, so when we were growing up, you guys remember it was like someone would call in a bomb threat on the day they had a test. And our school district would just shrug and roll their eyes and say, well, that's just some idiot trying to get out of a test. Mm-hmm. And we would all go to school per usual. That doesn't happen these days. The authorities have to take these threats seriously, which they did with several school districts in this past week. One of those districts has put a cost in state funding, what it costs them to have all of those butts out of seats.
So,
it is a staggering amount of money. Staggering amount of money. And I am going to make the argument that the students who called in that threat,
they've made seven arrests,
should be charged. And I'm not talking criminally, though they should be charged criminally. They should be charged with the dollar amount it costs the school district.
Well, they don't have it and their parents don't have it.
Are we sure about that? Don't you think that would be one way to stop the nonsense of people phoning in threats?
Yes. Well, we talked about this the other day. I think it was late last week with the Qantas airline passenger.
Yeah.
What was that deep sigh?
Oh, I'm sorry. Was the mic on?
Like you're breathing in my ear. And they made him pay for the dump jet fuel.
Good.
Yeah. $5,798.
You know, the community service and slap on the wrist and, you know, we're going to suspend you for a couple days isn't getting the message through. You start charging mom and dad the equivalent of a mortgage. All of a sudden, I feel like the kids are going to come back into line. We're starting to see parents charged for gun crimes.
Well, here's a crazy idea.
But that's if it was their fault that the kid had access to that gun.
Is it not your fault? Your kid's an idiot?
Well,
in a roundabout way. I'm just making the argument.
Maybe we tell our kids that it's not a funny joke to fake threaten to shoot up a school.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's like logical and stuff.
Right. Right.
I'm going to text our boss and let him know that
I have been.
We're not making a lot of money right now.
Apparently there's some country music bleed over and there's some Mexican music bleed over.
Oh my gosh, I love that. Oh, can we do the Macarena? Let's do it. Let's go.
Stand up and go. Hey, Macarena.
Now, granted, we're not broadcasting to no one. The people listening online can hear us.
Yes, everyone on the app so far.
So don't say the F word.
Welcome. Oh, I was just going to say, can I say anything I want now? Because it's every third word.
No. I mean, you can.
Proceed as normal.
Otherwise, Sam will have a heart attack in there.
I don't want to.
boy, rough day to be... Sean P. Diddy Combs.
What in the Sam Hill?
We're a member of Hezbollah. We'll get to that later.
I mean, we saw the Diddy thing coming.
Sean Diddy Combs has been charged with sex trafficking by force, transportation to engage in...
Is sex trafficking ever not by force?
Well, great point.
Sorry.
To engage in prostitution and racketeering conspiracy, alleging that he ran an enterprise, that he engaged in sex trafficking, forced labor, or kidnapping, arson, and other crimes. What has he not done? Federal prosecutors say Combs abused, threatened, and coerced women and others around him to fulfill his sexual desire, protect his reputation, and conceal his conduct from 2008 to today. The allegations mirror 11 civil complaints filed against him since 2023.
I mean, there have been
rumors. He's pleaded not guilty, by the way.
Well, of course. There have been rumors about this activity for decades. And any time that anybody gets snatched up, and I just mean as a recording artist by that circle, there were concerns and there have been concerns since.
So
and
this is
I don't want to get too far into it because I don't want to make allegations that I don't have any proof behind.
But. I don't follow rap artists' rape allegations generally as part of my, you know, notifications I get for breaking news.
I thought that was your number one.
However, is this something that there have been murmurs about for a while?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tell the story you told me in here.
Well, I don't have any direct confirmation of that. Like I said, I don't want to get too far into it. But there are a lot of artists who have been on the record and they say, hey, why don't you hang out with that group of people anymore? And they specifically say, because I don't want to. But they don't ever get into detail. Their face gets stone cold. It is wild.
Like something has been going on. And then why? This is always what I ask in these cases. Why the hell does it take so long to bring charges?
Well, you got to get proof. And you have to have witnesses. And it was just recently that several people, 11 people, came forward and filed 11 different civil lawsuits against him. That obviously got the attention of prosecutors who said, okay, now we've got people who want to go on the record.
So one domino falls and then 10 others fall right behind.
Mm-hmm. Then they searched his home in California and his home in Miami. I am not going to, not on a family-friendly station, get into details of what they found in just one room alone, allegedly.
God.
But let's just say it starts with K and ends with Y, and it's only got two letters in it. 1,000 bottles of it.
My God.
1,000 bottles of that in one room.
And the network runs deep.
And what are the charges? Mm-hmm.
Sex trafficking by force, transportation to engage in prostitution, racketeering conspiracy, and I think there was kidnapping, arson, and other crimes, according to the indictment unsealed today.
And from the text line, did he really think he wasn't going to get caught? His threat to these people was, if you want your career to continue and to explode in the way that I am making it grow, you're not going to say a word.
Right. So Harvey Weinstein, basically. Mm-hmm.
Okay, here's one. Federal prosecutors mentioned the 2016 hotel surveillance video that showed P. Diddy allegedly physically assaulting his former girlfriend, Cassie Ventura. When a hotel security worker intervened, Combs tried to bribe the worker with a stack of cash to keep the incident quiet.
I remember that.
He's also accused of carrying guns to intimidate or threaten witnesses.
I remember that because I asked you, how is it not illegal for a hotel or any entity to accept a bribery payment to conceal what was clearly evidence of a crime?
The indictment alleges that P. Diddy, his victims were enmeshed in a web of control through physical violence and the promise of career advancement. There it is, Sam. With Combs granting and threatening to withhold financial support and by other coercive means, including tracking their whereabouts, dictating the victim's appearance, monitoring their medical records, controlling their housing, and supplying them with drugs. If he didn't get his way, he was violent. Good said the God. U.S. attorney in New York.
There are also long-standing allegations that the activities were, there was evidence of the activities. And if you came out against him, he was going to let everybody know that you partook in these activities, allegedly.
Okay, and you asked if there were rumors about this for so long, why now? Combs has been under investigation for the better part of a year since his former girlfriend came forward a year ago with a lawsuit. Somebody's in trouble, allegedly. 913-586-7798, 913-586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. Literally, is this thing on?
Hello?
Story from Fox 4. A Belton homeowner who lives near Loch Lloyd has sent letters to the city of Belton questioning a $1,260 water bill she received at the end of August.
Wow.
The bill said she used 43,400 gallons of water from July 16th to August 16th, enough to fill four average backyard pools.
Wait, enough in 1 month to fill four backyard pools. Got it.
At age 89, Doris Ganser still works to help pay the bills. She's 89 years
old. Doris.
But the resident of Belton for more than 50 years got the shock of a lifetime last month when she received the jaw-dropping bill saying her bill that also covers trash had increased from $152 the month before. Her first thought was obvious. Ganser says somebody made a mistake reading the meter. But the city sent someone out to check on the meter and says it's accurate and pointed out that high water bills can come from high consumption or leaks. Ganser said there's been no sign of a leak anywhere. Uh-huh. Now, this is important. At her request, the city of Belton sent her a graph charting her daily usage. Some days, her water usage barely registered. Other days, it was 8,000 gallons a day.
My God.
The city told her that she must have fixed the leak, but she did not. Hmm.
Okay, wait. When they say underground leak, even if that was the case, which I don't believe, because you wouldn't have usage almost zero one day and then thousands of gallons the next day, then back down to zero usage.
Right.
When they say underground leak, even if that is true and there's some sort of leak under your property, A, wouldn't your property be flooded? And B,
I would think so.
Wouldn't you know that?
Yeah, I would think so if you have a leak, let's say a sprinkler system or the pipes leading into the house. One would think that when we're talking about 43,000 gallons.
It hasn't rained, yet my entire property is flooded.
You would feel it, would you not? I mean, I've never had a busted pipe in my yard. I know people have. Sprinkler systems have gone awry. Doesn't that water, as much as it goes down, also come up?
Well, how slow was the leak?
Well, enough that she got billed for 43,000 gallons.
In one month, Sam? That is crazy.
No way.
We had a water heater go out when we lived on 55th and Paseo, and none of us were in town for the weekend, and we get back, and there was a small stream of water underneath the water heater. Would you like to guess what the water heater, what the water bill was for those 3 days that nobody was there?
What?
$1,800.
God.
How's that even possible?
There was no signs of flooding. There was no, like, the basement didn't fill up with water. It was just a slow trickle out of the bottom of this water heater for 3 days straight. And I don't even know how that much water came through the system, but it did. And we were hit with the bill.
Wow.
By the way, in the Fox 4 opened up her water meter. She didn't even know where it was. This month, she's going to be billed for 3,300 gallons.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's a 40,000 gallon drop from the month prior.
Then they're mistaken.
Yes, they have to be.
Because if it was a leak, leaks don't spring and then stop springing and then spring and then stop and then spring. And so they've said, the city of Belton has said to her, well, you must have fixed the leak. Mm-hmm. She's like, I don't think there is a leak. I have not fixed the leak that doesn't exist.
Can a house even pump out 8,000 gallons a day? For this month now, she's going to, for the month, she'll be billed for 3,300 gallons. There were days last month where the city of Belton says she used 8,000 gallons per day.
Is there a chance that there's a bad meter here?
Yes, it has to be that.
Or somebody made a mistake reading it. I mean, do people still go door to door and read the meters? I know they did in Roland Park.
I believe so, but from time to time, I don't think it's all the time.
Yeah, once a month,
they'll right?
walk the blocks.
It's the wrong application for start adding zeros.
I have asked this before with respect to the water department. Mm-hmm. If you, your entire life, like, you know, I lived in that house for 22 years. And let's say on average every day I had, let's just pick a round number, 100 gallons of water used with everybody home showering. Okay. So 100 gallons a day on average every day for 20 years. And then all of a sudden one day it spikes at 26,000 gallons. There should be some type of notification system for everybody's benefit where you get a text that says...
Belton says they don't have that.
Why? That says know. That there is an unusual amount of activity on your account.
Like your meter is spinning like a fan.
Right, right. Even with electricity, I would say the same thing. Like what if you're out of town and your plumbing going into your washer and dryer has frozen in the winter and exploded? I want a notification that says that.
Well, on the newer systems, like in rural areas where they just put that water line in, they do have that notification system. It's the older systems that don't, and it would be a ridiculous cost to go and retrofit all of those water lines with the newer technology that can send you a text whenever there's
Well, I get that. Like in older neighborhoods like Roland Park, the water department's not going to come around and refit the water meters or redo the water meters on
for every single property, you
know, say 1500 homes. It would be cost prohibitive. Actually, somebody says I average 1800 gallons a month.
Okay.
I would imagine I do the same. Well, probably a little more because I have a sprinkler system. The city says they do not have a way to notify people when their bill is out of control.
Is that every city or just the city of Belton?
I think it's a lot of cities.
I'm curious. Like Johnson County Water District number, what is it, 2? Do they know if you've got something crazy going on?
I'm in Water District number 1. I doubt it. But I'm going to go home tonight and figure out where my meter is. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. If you're looking for the story, it's on Fox 4's website. And it's the story of Doris Ganser, 89 years old. Still works to pay her bills. She got a bill for last month's water use of $1,260. She averages $152 per month. Ernie and Lee Summit. Ernie, hello.
Hey, Ernie.
Yeah, just a couple quick things. I was curious if they were doing any directional drilling or putting any utilities in the neighborhood. Those companies have huge water tanks on their truck, and they've been known to tap into houses to get the job done and use a lot of water. Also, a way you can tell, if you can look at your meter, if it sits at zero and it's not spinning, you don't have a leak. You could just document that, film it, and if your meter's not spinning, then there's no water running, and then it's a meter, not a leak. So
that's a great point.
All right, buddy. Hey, do appreciate it. Michael in Tonganoxie. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, I was just calling. I actually live in a small town outside of Tonganoxie of about 900 people, and they retrofitted all of our meters with digital meters that they can read, you know, through wireless. And if we use too much water in a day, it will email me, and it's called WaterScope.
Has that ever happened where they have emailed you?
It has. Typically, if I water my garden for an hour, it okay. will email me that there was high water usage. I actually had a leak under my house in my slab, and I felt that the floor was colder where the leak was at, and my bill, I don't think, was anywhere near what that lady's was. It was like $300. And it was a small leak, but we didn't get the notification and realized that there was a leak under the slab and had to get a new line put in and everything. But
what tiny town do you live in?
McLeod, Kansas.
Oh, sure, yeah.
Yeah, and that small town, they put the water scopes on people's meters, and it notifies us if we have high water. If you sign up, you have to sign up for the app, or you won't get the notifications. But
yeah.
No, it's been great, and it has saved me a few times.
Michael, thank you. We had someone that was holding that couldn't hang on that was going to say, if in fact she had that much water leaking out of that mm-hmm. property, her house would have floated away.
Oh, for sure. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright, Scott Park, Sam Stevie III here on KMBZ.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception, a podcast dedicated to the wide receivers. Are you as confident in your flex as you are in your wide receiver one? I didn't think so. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Sam's got some breaking Chiefs news real quick.
Yes, we do. We heard yesterday from people that know what they're talking about in the sports world who said that Kareem Hunt was going to be in town today for a visit with the Chiefs. This mm-hmm. on the tail end of Isaiah Pacheco getting a fractured fibula and being out for 6 to 8 weeks. Well, the news broke today from those same sources who know what they're talking about that the Chiefs have officially signed Kareem Hunt back to the practice squad.
Could he play as early as this weekend?
I would assume that they're going to keep him out for a couple of weeks because it's been 6 years since he's seen our playbook and it has changed a lot in 6 years. But the fact that he is on the practice squad means that they are backing up the idea that they're going to be missing a couple of running backs for a while. And there are currently three spots open on the 53-man roster. Because we cut Hendershot, the tight end that we got from Dallas.
Oh, and, really? I didn't hear that.
A couple of people over on IR. Yeah, he brought a $100,000 fine to the team.
That's right.
Like that.
Yeah. From the text line 0338, I live in Western Shawnee, and we do not have a notification system. This happened to me, but no leak, and I could win against the water company. It affected our wastewater bill for the entire next year. We're talking about sweet Doris Ganser, 89 years old, lives in Belton, normally gets a monthly water bill of about $152. Her water bill last month was over $1,200. The city claims that she used, where is it, 43,400 gallons of water in late July and early August. Joseph in Kansas City. Joseph, hello.
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Don't get me started on this water thing. Well, I'll tell you what. My mother and I was taking care of her before she passed away.
Sorry.
And a couple of years ago, got a $2,500 water bill, and our water bill was normally like $83 a month, less than 100. And it turned out that the shutoff valve was leaking. So they came out and they dug it all up, replaced the shutoff valve, and the guy that did it wrong. And they had to come out and do it again. I refused to pay that $2,400, and they shut the water off. Well, when he put that new shutoff valve in there and turned the water back on, it ruptured the main line coming into the house. $9,600 repair bill, and I had to hire a plumbing company to come out and repair the main line coming in. And it was all because of the pressure that, well, I still say that it was their fault, but you can't argue with them. I gave them $1,200 of that $2,400 they said we owed, and I said, well, put the other, add it onto our water bill. So that made our water bill $160 because it was like an extra $60 a month.
Joseph, appreciate the call, man. I'm sorry about the trouble and sorry about your mom. Kit in Kansas City. Hello, Kit.
Hello.
Hi.
So I spent a lot of years in home building and remodeling and ran into situations where a simple stuck lever on a toilet or a flapper valve that was left open will burn a surprising amount of water, and it goes straight down the drain. You never know it. There's no signs of it other than the hissing sound, and a toilet can burn a couple hundred gallons an hour. And all the way up to 7,000 to 8,000 per day, gallons per day, off of a simple little problem like that. And it could be that you go in and use the toilet again and reset that lever and it solves your problem. And there's never a sign of it, but you did truly burn through the water.
But wouldn't you notice? I mean,
wouldn't you notice?
Yeah. When that does happen in my home, I hear it almost instantly.
I don't know. Most of my 89-year-old friends, their hearing isn't that acute.
Fair point. Fair point. All right, Kit, do appreciate the call, man. Thank you. Jim in Shawnee. Jim, hello.
Hey, guys. Great to hear you. Hey, this poor lady, you know, obviously something's wrong with her meter, but I'm no water expert, but, you know, I've seen construction companies, landscaping companies filling up at hydrants. You know, I wonder if something happened, hydrant got tied into her stuff or something crazy like that. And my next question is, who pays for that water that these guys are grabbing out of the hydrants?
Probably the city would be my guess. So? Yeah, because, yeah. I mean, if there's a fire on my block, I feel sorry that my neighbor is going to lose their house or part of it. But I shouldn't have to pay the water that the fire department uses to put their fire out, right?
Yeah, great point. Yeah, good point.
So I imagine if they're taking water from a hydrant, the city's on the hook for that.
Let's hope.
Okay.
Well, I hope she gets it worked out. Bless her heart.
Jim, are you on? Are you in Eastern Shawnee or Western?
Eastern.
Oh, I gotta go. Matt in Kansas. I'm kidding you, brother. I'm kidding. Matt, hey, what's up?
My name is Matt. I'm actually the original builder of that house.
No way.
And she's the original owner.
Oh, I believe that.
Huh.
Yeah, that house was actually built.
50 years ago.
Area, and it's built on bedrock. If that much water had come through her house, through that water line, like I said, the street would be a slip and slide. It's a raised ranch, so it's not a sunken in basement. And you would notice that much water easily.
So what's the explanation then, Matt?
Faulty system on the city.
Yeah.
I mean, plain and simple, they probably just don't want to admit it. It happened to us in Kansas City, Missouri, one time whenever we used to live in Romanelli, and it was a $3,000 water bill. They wouldn't work with us.
Did you have to pay it?
Yeah. Took us 12 months to pay it.
No way.
Yep.
But hang on, Matt, thank you for the call.
But Romanelli is along Ward Parkway. I know exactly where that is. So we're talking aging infrastructure there.
But why can't a city, like the city of Belton in this case, or any city for that matter, when they have a customer or a resident, a citizen, say, listen, guys, it's $152 a month on average. This one is $1,260. Something is wrong.
Right.
I wasn't using 8,000 gallons of water a day when in a typical month I use 3,300 gallons of water. I mean, common sense would tell you that something's off.
And it's probably on the city's end.
Or are you unhappy with your service? Would you like to go to the other water company?
Great point.
Oh, you don't want to pay? Oh, right. You want to go use the other company then? Go have a day.
You know, there should be like a way that Doris Ganser or somebody representing her, you know, if she doesn't feel comfortable doing it herself, can go before, say, not the city council, because that would take up just way too much time, but like a committee of
common sense people.
Yes, a committee of grievances against the city. You know, and of course you wouldn't name it that, but you get my point. And, you know, it would be a five-person panel, and they would only be convened when there was a Doris Ganser situation. Five common sense people, they're not elected, picked by the mayor and the city council. And it has to be unanimous.
You mean like a board of public utilities?
Yeah, but where they would hear these kinds of cases and say to a Doris Ganser, you're absolutely right, Doris, your bill is $152 on average every month.
We're sorry.
Now it's $1,260. The city must have made a mistake, and we are ordering the city as this board to take you down to $152 because that was your average. What would be wrong with that?
They don't care.
Her name is Doris.
She still works.
She's 89. I'm sorry. Just the fact her name is Doris tells me she did not use 4 swimming pools worth of water in August.
No, she did not.
Prove it.
Prove that I did.
I'm playing devil's advocate. I'm with Doris.
Everyone's with Doris, Sam. You know why? Because her name is Doris.
That's exactly right.
I'm from the government.
I'm here to help. Next hour on the program, we will tell you about a local school district that had bomb threats called in on it last week. Kids didn't show up for school. Well, some did, but not very many. And you know how schools work, public schools. You get paid by the state for butts in the seats. Wait until you find out how much those bomb threats cost one large local school district. It is eye-popping.
And why Dana says, make the parents pay. If there's 7 kids charged, divide that mind-popping amount by 7. Mm-hmm. This is what you owe us for the lost school funding. Also, when we get back, David Letterman, one of the most prolific, amazing interviewers of our time, was in court being interviewed this week. He has a new title. It is juror number 16.
No, he didn't get picked.
I cannot wait to tell you about it.
Did he get picked?
I'll tell you when we get back. One of my favorite stories of the day. He's one of my favorite interviewers of our time. But David Letterman was being interviewed this week in a federal courtroom in New York City. The longtime host of the David Letterman Show found himself answering questions rather than asking them when a federal judge in New York put the entertainer through an audition of sorts Monday for a possible role as juror in a criminal trial. It was the serious setting of a criminal trial over a cryptocurrency fraud when Judge P. Kevin Castle confronted the famous bearded comedian identified in court only as juror number 16.
That had to be humbling.
With questions just as he did 3 other potential jurors to determine who would be on a panel of 12 and 4 alternates. Huh. The prospective jurors had already survived a general round of questioning in which individuals are dismissed for hardship reasons like medical issues or jobs from which they cannot be spared. Trial's expected to last 2 weeks. When Letterman, who stepped down from his show in 2015, made it to what could be the final round for admittance on the jury, the judge lobbed a softball. Where do you live? Hartford, Letterman responded, proving that he couldn't make it through a single word without delivering a joke. No, that's a joke. He quickly let the judge know. Hartford is, of course, in Connecticut, which would have disqualified him. Correct. Nice try, the judge responded, adding, you figured you would forego Queens. After Letterman revealed his true residence, Westchester County, the pair began a volley of questions and answers, totaling nearly three dozen exchanges. Let's see. They learned a lot about Letterman, the jurors, the judge, the lawyers. He was born in Indianapolis, got his degree at Ball State.
Wasn't he a weatherman in Indianapolis?
I believe so for a time. He has a 20-year-old son in college in Massachusetts.
Letterman the weatherman?
Asked, what do you do for a living? Letterman said, currently I'm working for a company called Netflix. Spouse or significant other, the judge asked. I have both. Currently just the spouse. Asked how he gets his news, Letterman gave a nod to the past, saying, every morning I used to pick up the paper off the front porch. Now I turn on a computer and it's an aggregate of news sources from all over the United States and around the world. Asked what he likes to watch besides Netflix programs he's involved with, Letterman replied, I like sports. I'm happy football is here. I'm happy it's this time in the baseball season. I like motorsports. I like pretty much what most Americans watch on TV. The judge asked, are
why
you...
Why would that matter?
They're trying to get a sense, I'm sure. How much news do you watch and what do you know about cryptocurrency, right? The judge then asked, are you a Colts fan? Big Colts fan. 0-2, he replied, but still a fan. For hobbies, Letterman replied, he likes to fish, ski, and even be outdoors. Ever been called as a juror? Been called many times, Letterman answered.
Dismissed every time.
Couldn't make it happen. You know, this time might be the charm, the judge replied. It would be a pleasure, Letterman responded.
Now, did he make the cut?
Based on the fact that we have all of this information, I'm going to go ahead and say no.
The prosecutor struck him.
Yeah.
Why would they strike him? It was the third of four strikes exercised by the prosecutor. By the way, no reason was given.
He could be a distraction.
That would be my reasoning. You're not focused on my case. You're focused on the fact that you're sitting next to David Letterman.
No, not once you're in there, Sam. I think those jurors get down to business, and I think he would have been an outstanding juror.
I've never been called for jury duty.
Are you registered to vote?
I am.
I have. They always say no to me.
I never even go.
I've never even been
That's
called.
That's against the law, no, and you should be arrested.
No, because I call in advance, and I tell them, this, if you would do this, you wouldn't have to go.
I want to be on a jury.
Nobody's ever going to pick you. You'll get struck every time. You're in the news media. They will never pick you.
I think that there is a chance they would like somebody as
guilty,
well-informed, and impartial as Dana.
Impartial?
Yes.
You're kidding.
Well, what type of case is it?
Let's say murder.
G-U-I-L-T-Y.
What's that spell?
The devil is dancing in Johnson County.
I would put you on like a common shoplifting or bad check writing case.
Okay.
But that's it. One day, we're in and out. Throw the guy in the slammer, I'm going home.
No, I think
somewhere
I can.
Somewhere out there.
Okay.
The devil is dancing tonight.
I love that woman.
If I was innocent, and you were on my jury,
right?
I would plead guilty.
Okay. Did you know there's a new JonBenet Ramsey documentary coming? It's a docudrama, and it's Melissa McCarthy as Patsy Ramsey.
Yeah. I think you mentioned this on Friday.
Do you also know I woke up this morning at 3 a.m. and I couldn't sleep? And my first thought when I woke up, I swear to you, was who killed that child and how do we still not know who killed that child? I woke up thinking that.
These are your first thoughts when you wake up?
Had to go to the bathroom, was like, God, another docudrama.
What do you dream about?
We still don't know who killed that kid.
My first thought is, where's the remote? I want to watch TV.
At 3 a.m.?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, I'm not doing that.
I'll turn it on and then fall back asleep?
No.
Yeah.
I watched the Eagles game and went to bed early.
Hmm. Okay.
What happened to the Royals, by the way? They were winning, not winning.
They're not in jeopardy of not making the playoffs.
They're not, but it was just like winning. And then the very, very, and Bobby Witt Jr. had a grand slam. So that made it 4-0, by the way. Fun fact, grand slams make it 4-0. And then all of a sudden, I flipped
assuming it's 0-0
Eagles
the grand
game. And then I turned back and they were like, well, and I'm like, did we just lose?
Did Did you just find out that a grand slam is four runs?
No, I'm just trying to educate you. I'm going to the game on Sunday, by the way. It's the last one.
You didn't, no offense, because I love you like the sister I never had. When you just said that, you didn't educate a single person listening to this show.
I would hope not.
You know, it's their last homestand. I'm going Sunday.
Good.
Been all year. I'm going. Save the best for last.
I was there 2 weeks ago.
Oh, I can't wait.
With Sarah and her boyfriend, 3 weeks ago maybe. Oh, it was perfect. Absolutely perfect. When we get back, the massive financial hit one local school district took because some idiots were calling in bomb threats to the schools.
Charge their parents.
Get to that and much more after the news with Dan Weinbaum coming up in 2 minutes.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that will make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that really matter. We do the work so that you can just make smart decisions. Sit back and amaze your friends. Your wide receiver one won't change, but it's the nitty gritty. It's the flex and the waiver wire pickups. That's where your league is won or lost. So follow Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.